clear defiance to USA demands that the trial of Alex Ginsberg, who the USA calls a mere dissident, and the Soviet Union have charged him with high crimes, criminal acts of violence, and other crimes against the government itself, he was sentenced to 8 years in prison. 1 year will be in rehabilitation center in Siberia. The news media states that Alex Ginsberg had to be given medication during his trial because he became very ill. It's one of the severest sentences that's been handed down to a Soviet citizen in some time. Sharansky, who's been accused of giving Soviet secrets to American newsmen because he was in a work capacity that required special clearance. He was a security person with classified information. The Soviet government has charged that he has given this information to American newsmen, and the Soviets will not recant on the matter. He may face life imprisonment, or for the first time in several decades, death. The decision has not been handed down. USA, he's been found guilty, however. USA is ballyhooing. There's nothing in U.S. news but this problem or this issue that they're making over what they call dissidents and what the Soviet Union call criminals. It sounds like a maniacal rage just listening to them. The commentators are making quite an issue. And the U.S. Congress, the Senate, now has passed a resolution that the trials very well will affect the U.S. policy in reference to the Soviet Union on all levels, including disarmament. When asked for comment, Secretary of State Vance was reluctant to speak if it would affect his talks that are going on presently with Foreign Minister Gromyko on strategic arm limitation talks, or SALT. It is being made a great issue. Perhaps this is an issue to placate the Jewish community of USA, the Jewish community of the world in one regard, while at the same time Israelis are being accused of violating their own agreements and maintaining a belligerent stance. The State Department is accusing them of that, more so, I gather, than the Congress. I have heard no specific attacks today on Israel by the Congress. The Organization for African Unity foreign ministers, who are meeting in Khartoum, 49 prominent foreign ministers of all of the major African nations, have come down with a blistering indictment of Israel and a call for full African support of all the nations of the Organization for African Unity. As I said, 49 foreign ministers are meeting in Khartoum in preparation for a summit meeting of all the leaders of Africa to be held next week. They make a total indictment of Israel as being aggressor, militaristic, fascistic. They demand support be given by the Organization of African Unity for Egypt. Interestingly enough, even the Northwest African nations that have been following USA bidding completely have joined in this unanimous indictment against Israel and the all-out call by the 49 foreign ministers of the leading African nations, the African continent, who are members of Organization for African Unity, OAU, have also demanded full support for the demands of the Palestinians, the Palestinian Liberation Organization. These are strange twists and turns that are going on. As of course I gave you background last night, that eventually money will speak louder than any kind of commitment to 6 million Jews or a small minority in USA population. The Arabs have the oil, and it's obvious that the USA is making no pressure on the foreign ministers of the nations that they still control, who are mere puppets of USA, and making no demands upon them to abstain even from the vote. On the other hand, they are crying aloud in a feverish tone about Soviet mistreatment of Jews now. Today, more than even dissidents, it's Jews. The Jews and Union of South Africa and the Zionist Federation joined in the protest. Very little was said, however, about a murder, an assassination of a student leader, Amiri, who conveniently fell to his death from the fifth floor window of a police headquarters. The capitalist broadcasting stations have said nothing to indict South Africa about that, but are glorifying this racist state, the Union of South Africa, because the Jews in South Africa and the Zionist Federation, which strangely enough has headquarters in that racist nation, a horrifying thing that we see Jewish people have moved, some elements of the Zionists, to such a reactionary degree that they would headquarter in the Union of South Africa that actually maintain concentration camps for people of color, black, Indian, and Asian. Anyway, there are medical experts, said the Voice of America very briefly, studying the body of Amiri, who they claim, South Africa claim, jumped to his death from the fifth floor. But the Voice of Sweden and the Socialist Bloc radio stations that I've been able to pick up in a horrible schedule that's now kept me up the second day without any time in bed at all. I was up all night and left radio at a wee hour of the morning, at dawn. But what I can gather is that South Africa says he jumped from the fifth floor, the Voice of America said in a brief comment, because 90% of USA News and all of her allies in the imperialism are talking about these two Soviet citizens, Zionists, who are being mistreated by their standards. It's obvious that they're using them as a ruse for some reason. Surely, USA is not insane enough to try to provoke a nuclear war. But there's a madness of new Cold War terror, anti-socialist, anti-communist sentiments to the highest degree since McCarthyism, if not higher, when the Senate makes a special resolution with a vast majority saying that the outcome of the trials of these two will affect U.S. policy on all levels with the Soviet Union. And the Soviet Union are obviously not bowing to it. All those who want to think about political strategy in reference to the news of yesterday, the economic problems that the USA is having, and the problem it's having with its empire and its rather shaky alliances with the Arab rich nations and the Arab League, use your mind and come up with any ideas, because we'd be interested to hear what you see is behind the scene in the paper that's due tonight. As you know, all must turn that in. Colonel Mustafa Salad appears to be the new head of the military-civilian combination government of Mauritania. Study the news, the tapes of yesterday, for background on Mauritania. Obviously, it is not decided by the Marxist elements of Northwest Africa whether this is indeed a government that will be opposed to the interest of the Polisario movement, which is the Marxist movement all over Northwest Africa, in Senegal and Gambia, and all of those areas around where there is still USA and French domination. Because the Polisario has called for a temporary ceasefire, and the Mauritanian army has been commanded not to fire on the Polisarios. The new leader in the coup that took place yesterday, a very strikingly unexpected coup in an army that was thought to be very fascistic, obviously Colonel Mustafa Salad is moderate, going to take a moderate course of some sort, or the Polisario, which are really revolutionary Marxist, would not call a temporary ceasefire. The colonel is also the new head of the Mauritanian government that removed the dictator Dada yesterday, the general, and are going to try him for high crimes against the people of Mauritania. He's also, Mauritania has now, the new government, offered to enter into negotiations with Morocco and Algeria, and Algeria is the main training center for the Polisario movement. They've offered to enter into negotiations to bring about peace and an end to hostilities and some agreement as to what the future of Northwest Africa will be. The Polisario movement is in all of these puppet regimes fighting with unusual strength, and they are not having to call a ceasefire out of weakness, so hopefully something will be coming out of the negotiations in that last bastion of U.S. and French domination, the last real bastion of imperialist domination which exists in Northwest Africa, with the exception of the Central Corps in Zaire. The Basque nationalists are almost in a continual 24-hour state of rebellion. That's the northern part of Spain. They're clashing every hour with the police and elements of the army. The Basque nationalists are left, and they are demanding secession, an independent state, like Quebec is demanding to be an independent state from Canada. And the state of Quebec, the French-speaking state, is also very pro-African. It's called for the strongest measures of support of Africa. It's doubtful that U.S. imperialism would ever allow Quebec to become a separate state. It's very doubtful at this point they would allow the Basque to do so. But obviously the world is rocking and reeling, and USA cannot move as it formerly moved. Can't dispatch its soldiers because of the unwillingness of the U.S. mood. And anti-hero spirits being whipped up in USA to destroy and discredit everyone, living or dead. There's a brief mention of some new smear against Dr. Martin Luther King, who's now been dead 10 long years, this last April. It's slowly unraveling, and it may shed more light on the murder of a man. Even John Edgar Hoover, the late FBI director, called King the most notorious liar in the USA. But some new element is trying to discredit him from the FBI standpoint as well. Even though the news is a bit spotty about this and it faded out, I could not make what was really taking place with Dr. King. But I caught the statement that some new light is slowly unraveling that will eventually shed more light on the involvement of the murder of King by the FBI. At the same time, it was mentioned that Mrs. King had to speak in a tearful voice. The fact is, Martin was a human being just like everybody else. Then the government has the nerve to know him better than I do. I lived with the man. So they seem to be wanting to destroy everyone living and dead that stood for any kind of decency or black people's rights. Certainly not socialism, because that neither one of them ever proclaimed. But USA has got its hands full. China and Vietnam is in the same state that it was yesterday. Border clashes. Chinese planes have pulled back. USA appealed to them yesterday that, not a moral appeal, but said that the problems of the Near East and Africa required that there be no tension spots in Southeast Asia. And apparently China, who's finding some agreement with USA in foreign policy, though she takes her swipes at USA, along with the Soviet Union, as being superpowers who are trying to divide the world between themselves. China's been on the side of USA in the terms of foreign policy too many times recently. In Zaire, which no communist Marxist could possibly rationalize supporting Mobutu. In spite of his black pride, he's a murderous and very imperialistic-minded dictator. And also, China was on the wrong side in Angola, supporting the reactionaries along with the CIA. They both supported the same reactionaries trying to defeat the socialist revolution of the MPLA that was successful under Prime Minister Neto of Angola. And they're on the wrong side in Somalia, trying to back the Somalians and have given aid along with USA to Somalia to invade the black nation of Ethiopia. That invasion was turned back, and Ethiopia has firm control over its territory now, the Ogaden and Eritrea. But China is indeed behaving very strangely. She refuses to participate, however, in the USA negotiations on nuclear disarmament, and so does France. So you have nationalism to deal with, in spite of USA maintaining the real power domination, being the richest capitalist nation, and the controlling element of the Trilateral Commission. You still have some independence being exerted, or what appears to be independence, by the French imperialist in Europe and the Chinese in their renegade foreign policy, a betrayal to the beauty of their domestic communal or communistic practices. Senator Moynihan has called for complete break of relations. He is a high-ranking official in the former administration. He's now senator from New York. He's called for a complete break in relations over the treatment of the two Jews. That's just come over the air. That I just named, Ginsburg and Sharansky. Weird, weird business. You would think with all the USA's problems, they would be dealing with them. However, this may be the very reason they're making so much news about these two cases. They don't want people to look at some of the shenanigans that are going on in USA and all the economic and racial problems that are existing internally in USA. Idi Amin is threatening to break diplomatic relations with Great Britain altogether. The news again was spotty on that. Spotty, I could not pick up. I'll try not to burden you with any more. The Irish Republican Army, the left-of-center nationalist element trying to free Ireland, has placed a bomb in which several British soldiers were injured, and one killed and some civilians. One killed and several injured. Mrs. Carter is going to make a sudden trip to Gambia and Senegal and the other African countries that are still in open allegiance, apparently, to USA. This has been a suddenly called trip, so there's real trouble brewing for U.S. interest, apparently, in Northwest Africa. It's interesting that she is going only to two fascist countries. The only two countries mentioned are the fascist Senegal is one of the worst nations where black people are treated more horribly than any nation probably left on the earth outside of the Union of South Africa. I think that is the full coverage of news. Now I will free you from any further listening to my voice so you can ask for the things you need to hear, and you will be able to go to the Secretary of News, Renetta Christian, or the librarian who writes it so effectively on the blackboard, Teresa King, and find what you need. The last thing that I will mention that's coming over the air, and I must move because I've had no sleep for days, not even a chance to get any sleep, to take care of backed up requests. If some of your requests have come in, please understand, be understanding, I am 2 or 3 days behind because of emergency measures to protect our people in USA. 25 persons have died mysteriously in prison, says the voice of Stockholm, Sweden, the social democracy of Sweden. Know where that is? It's one of the more honest social democracies, the most honest social democracy in the world. 25 persons have died mysteriously at the hands of the police in unusual ways in the past month in South Africa. The regime that's upheld by USA, monopoly capitalism entirely, now over $1 billion this year has gone into Union of South Africa by U.S. tax dollars that we can all feel very, very guilty over. The NAACP finally has got around in closing its convention to calling for divestiture of all U.S. economic interests. But of course it'll not happen because USA needs the minerals of Africa and they don't mind bleeding the poor black people who are living as virtual slaves. Some get no pay at all. They're living in concentration camps, and the ones that do, the wages are 21, 30 cents a day, a maximum of $1.50. The white are paid 18 to 25 times minimally more than any black person in any capacity. News also mentioned that black people's wages are now well under half that of the white person's average wage. So U.S. blacks are worse off today in terms of education and jobs, said the news, and this was an admission of BBC, than they were in 1945. That's bad news. 33 years ago. They're worse off today than they were 33 years ago. Thus ends commentary for Wednesday's news. You can request what you like on television. You can give it the radio room. We will try to honor whatever is most popular with the people. Thank you and much love.
Oh, I didn't have anything to say. Oh, okay. Thanks, Dad.
Just talk like that. You like to work in agriculture, you want to adopt a child. We are not hard people. We're fair people. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mother, that's sick. Can't you be kind to other folk? Are you just a hypocrite and show your hypocrisy to your leader? There are other nice people around here. I'm not the only one. I know you don't want to admit that, because if I'm the only one, then he can say, he's just God, I can't be like God. If somebody else gets nice, then you're in trouble, because you said, well, what are you going to make them? The archangel, you know, is he gonna be Saint Mary, or is he gonna be Saint Mary? You can't use other people's goodness, you see. Right? We don't want to accept nobody. Nobody's good but you, Father. I hear that too. Nobody's honest but you, Father. What you want to say is, I'm not honest. I don't want to see honesty in anybody else. So nobody's honest, and that's a good way to keep it. So you won't have to be honest. Bullshit. There's some other folk down through the years that have died. I remember Patrice Lumumba. I remember Vic Tahara. Come off that bullshit, honey. They weren't God. Mm-hmm. I know who you want to identify with, but at least feel the guilt while you're doing it. He said an honest statement. He gets nasty with his guilt. And some people handle it that way. Pardon.
People's life, drag your ass up to 1:15 in the morning over this kind of shit. We're going to cut this out and send some folk back so they can kill themselves back there. Out of my sight.
You're there.